author of 9 books, and is here to talk about the one he wants to write next.
Robbie Coltrane in a theatre in Edinburgh, a Scottish audience. I thought that was tough, but Jesus. There's no ropes involved in this. So over the last 25 years, I guess as we all have, I've seen and read enough doom-laden, pessimistic, Armageddon, nightmare, social, societal collapse stories to last till the end of time. And I mean, we're all very familiar with them, you know, the sort of things like Terminator, when the machines take over, or The Matrix, when the machines take over, or I Am Legend, when the zombies take over, or 28 Days Later, when the zombies take over, or even Mad Max, when we run out of oil and everybody goes crazy out in the bush, but the cars are really good. Or Mad Max 2, when we run out of oil and the cars are even better. Or Mad Max 3, when it's a little shit and the cars are really stupid. So we've seen so many of them, and you know, The Road, The Book of Eli, 1984, there's so much pessimism, there's so much doom and gloom about the future and what the future holds, and it's an area that I'm working at the moment with regards to what's kind of renewable energy and electric cars, there's enormous resistance to it, and there's a lot of people think it's all rubbish, and it's very difficult, but you know, the world is changing. So I decided that I wanted to write an optimistic book about the future, a utopian book about the future. Because I think pessimism is something kind of very right-wing and narrow and Christian about pessimism. It's the end of days. We're going to get punished for consuming too much or being too short-sighted. It's a little bit too simple. And it's so much easier to write dystopia. In fact, the very first sentence I wrote when I was starting writing this book was, dystopia is so much easier. All you need is one man with a gun, obviously. One man is going to go across the country and save his daughters from the zombie mutants. You know, and it's kind of, we've seen it all before. But then I remembered a book that I read when I was very young. A book I read when I was a proper full-blown hippie with a full head of thick hair, it's hard to imagine that. And it was called News from Nowhere. It was written in 1890 by somebody's father's known as Flowery Wallpaper, a bloke called William.